This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
It's almost like we're suffering so much that they're going to make us want the other QB, but Tua is so good, they can't blame him even when they are. Like I said, to start the show, wherever he gets traded, it will become my second favorite team. And I will root for the kid to have success. Obviously, if he plays the Dolphins, I want him to throw 10 interceptions. But I have become, and I was, and let me tell you something. You know, it's strange because I wasn't a Tua guy because of the injuries. You all know that. If you follow the show throughout the offseason that year, I learned my lesson with the Devontae Parker thing. You know, I try not to make the same mistake twice or three or four times. Once in a while, I may do it, and I'm not perfect. But I love Devontae Parker coming out of Louisville. So talented, and he did have a foot injury at Louisville, but he.
I couldn't hear what you said.
I'm not talking to you, Jesus. That woman is always butting in, and so I was a big Devontae Parker fan. I love this talent, and there's no doubt that he could have been a great receiver, but forget about it. You can't be a great receiver if you're always injured, and I kind of learned my lesson then, and I said, yeah, no more with the injury-prone guys. I'm not drafting any of those guys ever again. At least for me, not that I'm drafting them, but I'm saying when I look at players and I tell you who I like, I'm probably going to shy away from the injury-prone players. And that's the only reason I held back on Tua. And then when the team drafted him, okay, all right, I get it. Because I do like him as a quarterback. I think he can play in this league. But I do worry about his durability. It's weird. And anybody knows Chase and Pitts were my guys. And let me tell you something. I'm not here to tell you that Jalen Waddle's not good. Jalen Waddle would be kicking ass if he was playing for Andy Reid. If he's playing for Sean Payton. You know, if he's playing for Kyle Shanahan. If he's playing for like a real coordinator that knows how to get the max out of people, then yeah. If he's playing in Arizona with Kingsbury and that offense, I would see him averaging 16, 17, 18 yards a catch. Guaranteed. But in this shithole, what are you going to do? It's not his fault. I don't blame Tua because he's in a shithole. I don't blame Jalen Waddle because he's in a shithole. I don't blame Gesicki because he's in a shithole. You know, there are some players that are pretty good, but it's the situation that they're in brings them down. The coaching staff that they have absolutely neuters them. And that's the problem on this team. More than anything else, it's the coaching staff that has hurt these players. And I don't know what happens after this Bills massacre on Sunday. Notice this week, I never told you who I thought would win, or I didn't even want to get to that point. You know why? Because I was going to pick the Falcons. And I didn't even want to pick the Falcons this week. I didn't even touch the games at all. I just stayed away from it, points, picking it. You know, I've had fun the first few weeks and picking the Dolphins and all that. And it's just, I've lost all confidence in this team. Sucks, man. Absolutely feels terrible.